Yes, we corn. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Since we're about to talk about corn, I'll dispense with the usual all ears, aw shucks, kernel of truth, shock value, flaky, husky, stocky, cobbled, corny references that usually go with corn stories. This is about what may be a way for corn growers to stop pouring tons of nitrogen fertilizer into the soil. It's a multidisciplinary research project led by scientists from the University of Illinois. The team is working in the relatively new field, no pun intended, of synthetic biology, kind of a melding of science and engineering that develops novel biological systems and functions. In the case of corn, having the plant fix its own nitrogen, eliminating the need for much of the outside fertilizer. Soybeans do this naturally by actually communicating with the bacteria in the soil. The message is sent out from the roots,
"Your attention, please,"
to get the bacteria that come and hang out there and colonize. Bacteria are usually free-living soil organisms. But soybeans and bacteria have made a special arrangement. I give you sugars through my roots and you fix nitrogen that I can use to grow. The researchers hope to develop a system that lets corn plants do the same thing. If successful, corn may be able to provide nutrients for itself. Self-fertilizing corn. Amazing. Sorry, I'm still waiting for corn that pops and butters itself. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.